Welcome to AI in Life Sciences, your news update curated by Nitro Marketing and generated by AI.
Today is Wednesday, March 27th. Here is what we are covering. Pfizer has terminated one of its late-stage clinical trials for the sickle cell treatment, inclacumab, citing poor accrual and associated recruitment challenges. Despite the setback, the pharmaceutical company confirmed that another Phase 3 trial continues and that the cessation doesn't impact their plans to seek the drug's approval in 2026. This comes after Pfizer's $5.4 billion acquisition of Global Blood Therapeutics in 2022, a move intended to broaden the company's reach in the arena of novel sickle cell treatments. Early-stage obesity data reveals that Viking Therapeutics' oral GLP-1-GIP dual agonist called VK2735 led to a 5.3% weight reduction from baseline in healthy patients over 28 days, with up to 57% of participants losing at least 5% of their body weight. The drug, which demonstrated an impressive tolerance profile with minimal side effects, is now planned for a Phase 2 study in obese patients. Analysts at Leerink Partners lauded the drug for its compelling weight loss and envisaged VK2735 as holding a best-in-class potential within the oral therapeutic arena. Examining the great importance of healthy datasets today, it's evident that they form the essential foundation for successful AI initiatives. AI projects require high-quality, diverse, and accurately labeled data that truly represents the problem space. Otherwise, the risk of inaccurate predictions or biased outcomes dramatically escalates. Thus, data health is paramount in empowering AI innovations and ensuring their applicability, accuracy, and fairness. In a medical breakthrough, Nanoscope Therapeutics has successfully used gene therapy to restore the vision of patients suffering from retinal disease. This pioneering therapy, called VMCO-010, introduces a new gene into the patient's retina, enabling it to detect light and thereby improving vision. With such considerable success in its early stages of trials, Nanoscope anticipates prominence in the marketplace, promising hope for potentially millions affected by retinal diseases worldwide. The Supreme Court is currently hearing arguments concerning medication abortion, a topic of great interest to the biopharma industry. This jurisprudential discourse revolves around the FDA's requirements for in-person dispensing of mifepristone, a drug used for early pregnancy termination. The case outcome is expected to greatly impact reproductive rights and the pharmaceutical industry's approach to telehealth and remote medicine delivery. An unprecedented rise in AI-integrated medical apparatus is revolutionizing the healthcare sector. Such devices leverage artificial intelligence to perform myriad tasks, from detecting diseases to managing patient care, fortifying the efficiency and accuracy of medical services. As the amalgamation of AI and healthcare continues to progress, we are witnessing the dawn of a new era in the medical world.
Thank you for tuning in to AI in Life Sciences. If you want to learn more, check out the episode description. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you never miss an episode. Contact us to learn how to launch your own AI-generated podcast at nitromarketing.com. That's nitromarketing.com. See you tomorrow for more Life Sciences News.